Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tokini along with my cohort, Carla, and we've got Carla Martinez coming on our show in about 15 minutes. She is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson, and this is about Champions of Care and their upcoming sponsorship of the World Cup in Brazil. Your old company, Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
Great company. We love Johnson & Johnson. And so there's two Carlas. There's a Carla Tokini and then a Carla Martinez. Hey, while we're waiting on Carla to come on board, we've been amused at the stuff going on with the Tonight Show. And we actually did a show, I don't know whether you knew this or not, but we did a show called The Life Lessons of Jimmy Fallon before the show ever came out, the Tonight Show, and we were talking about all the things that he did, that he's done right, and part of it was a derivative from the New York Times that I've been reading about all the things going on. And I
what
wanted
to, did he do right?
Well, there's a lot of things that he does that mimics Johnny Carson, and even last night on last night's show, he talked about that the studio,
the set, was the old Johnny Carson set. Now, what did that mean? Because it wasn't the same drapes, I don't think. And I don't think it was the same desk. Did he mean the chairs?
Maybe the same format chairs set up.
Yeah, I heard the very same thing, that this was Johnny Carson's.
Yeah.
Jay Leno's.
Do you believe that certain people in Hollywood live a charmed life and that he's just done the right things along the way and he's touching he's hitting on something that America recognizes and loves and misses.
What do you think America recognizes and loves and misses?
There was something of value about having the Tonight Show from New York, its original place. So,
okay, who did it in New York?
Everybody from the get-go. Jack Parr, Steve Allen, Johnny Carson up until the 70s, I believe, when he moved out to...
Really? Okay,
yeah.
I thought Johnny Carson originated it. Not originated the show, but I thought when he started in Burbank.
No, he actually moved it to Burbank.
Okay.
And then the show took on a different kind of flavor, I always thought. And what's making the show click right now and making them beat down Letterman and Jimmy Kimmel in terms of the ratings?
Well, you know that they were trying to go after the younger market, which to me is kind of a fallacy to begin with because the younger people don't have cable. They watch everything on their iPad and they stream things. It's Netflix. It's all other things. So to go after the younger market is such a misnomer.
They listen to podcasts like this whenever they want to.
Exactly. But maybe that's what they're doing because they like Jimmy Fallon. Maybe that's what they're doing. They are downloading it. They're watching it. They're watching it in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it is working. It sounds like he's doing great if you listen to all the reports and if they're actually telling you the truth about how it's happening. Because, you know, a great marketing team says whatever they want to say.
Exactly.
They're doing great, and their ratings may be lousy, but they're not going to let anybody know that. But I think it's because maybe he is going after the younger market. Is that what you think?
I think it's that, and I think there's, you know, even something that was said this morning about the exclusivity of the guest.
Which
and
I find interesting.
One,
I think that's gonna be a...
The essence of it, folks, if you haven't heard it, is that if someone is on the Tonight Show, then they can't be on...
Kimmel or Letterman,
thus giving them some sort of exclusivity to the guests themselves. So if you wanted to see Lindsay Lohan, then
you're not going to see her on Letterman.
You won't see her on any place else but on the Tonight Show. I don't know. Why would it backfire?
Well, because if somebody is coming out, I mean, typically, historically, all these years, right? You know, you have some star and they have a new movie or some initiative, something that they're doing, they go everywhere. You know, it's Good Morning America, it's the Today Show, it's every place to get the word out. I mean, that's just part of the whole marketing. Can't speak.
Marketing to you.
Marketing. But all these people, that's what they do. They've never had to just choose one. So I think that's really interesting. I mean, somebody may say,
You mean to tell me that, right? Liam Neeson promoting, what's the movie that's out? Nowhere Out? No Way Out.
No, I was going to say, Nonstop. Yeah.
That he couldn't go on.
Go on Letterman, right? So,
according to what we heard, but that doesn't make sense. But it will backfire on them from that perspective.
Because I can't imagine that stars would do that or want to do that. Or they would have to choose who they want to be on. So I don't really quite get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you were asking, your first original question was about having a charmed life. What do you think?
I think that certain people that align themselves with the right individuals, like Lorne Michaels is the inertia guy. He's the person that makes things happen in NBC. And so if you're in his camp, whether it's Tina Fey or whether it's a Jimmy Fallon or somebody else,
right,
Seth Meyers, then you're of that Lorne Michaels lineage, and he's got the Midas touch right
but
now.
But isn't that with anybody who's been on SNL for him?
Not everybody. I would say...
anybody that he really thinks is a true talent, though.
I mean,
maybe there are people that have not lived up to... they're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, if you're on SNL, you're one of the best of the best, I would think.
Yeah.
At least the best that they found, or they've auditioned, or they've seen. So, to your point, I think that is true. You know, charmed, you know, he did have, and I think this is where a lot of people don't realize, that he was on The Late Show for 5 years. I mean, this isn't a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you didn't stay up an hour later to ever see him, you never saw all of his talent. And we have been impressed with him. You know, yes, we loved Johnny Carson and Jay Leno, but we were so impressed with Jimmy Fallon because of the skits he did, which
mm-hmm.
were hilarious, hilarious. He sings with his stars, which is just so funny, or does skits. You know, I mean, just, he does stuff with, he plays games.
A lot of music parodies. Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, it was always like watching a variety show when he came on. It wasn't,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking and I'm talking to you, and you're saying things, okay, whatever. You know, he wasn't at all like Letterman. Letterman is pretty dry, pretty bland in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what a lot of people don't realize is how good he is and how good he was for those 5 years on his Late Show. So we're seeing him now in these last three weeks now. It's exactly what he did. You know, he, like last night with Lindsay Lohan, he played a game. He's already played several games. He played charades. You know, he's done a lot of different games. He's sung with people. You know, he did the Justin Timberlake, they were doing the hip-hop. And I heard somebody, I was at Barnes & Noble, and heard somebody say, have you seen that Jimmy Fallon? I don't know that I like him. And I turned around, and it was a group of women older than me, and I think, oh, they must be really that much older, but probably maybe only 15, 20 years older than I am. But they were definitely older. And I just thought, one, you've never seen Jimmy Fallon, probably in SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're so used to Jay Leno. You know, he did what he did. He didn't have much other action going on, other variety games, songs, whatever happening. And maybe you don't get as good of a first impression of him. I don't know.
I think it's the function of change is difficult. But you bring up an interesting thought about SNL and over the course of time and who our favorite SNL players are. And in your opinion, of all the ones that you've seen since 1975, who do you think is the singular most favorite and or commercially successful person who's come out of SNL?
Well, I guess if it's commercial, it wouldn't be. I was going to say Eddie Murphy because he was for a bit, as were any of the the Caddyshack. What was his name?
Chevy
Chase.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, you know, but that was really a long time ago. So it's probably been people like.
I think
Sandler.
Adam Sandler is
probably been the most.
In terms of numbers of dollars at the box office, it's Adam Sandler and then Eddie Murphy.
Really?
And then Mike
Myers for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably has. But who did you find the most entertaining? Who out of all these people now looking back? This is a long time.
I still love Dana Carvey because of the church lady.
Yeah.
I like him people that can do impressions, which ties me
back to Jimmy Fallon
because he does
right.
He does impressions of Adam Sandler and he does impressions of other people and
right. He doesn't go on the road, and I've never seen a stand-up routine of Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing different characters, different people. You know that he's portrayed. But you're exactly right. He kind of has that same. He can fall into a voice the way Dana Carvey can.
I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is probably the singular. Yeah, top female from the perspective of commercialization because of Seinfeld.
Well, probably so. Commercially. But I still miss Gilda Radner.
Yeah, God bless her soul. She was fantastic.
If she would have lived, but she also didn't do any movies. You know, I think, you know, when you say commercially, it becomes, if you don't have a show like Jimmy Fallon did, you know, Late Night and now Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
You're in movies, and if you don't do movies, you know, there's not much. You know, Mike Myers had his bit for a while. You haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, haven't. But, I mean, then there's Amy Poehler, of course. Tina Fey has become successful as a writer.
Interesting that the women
on author.
A lot of TV.
Yeah, the women have really become more successful.
Going back to
Jane Curtin even doing going on to another show. But it's interesting, again, the reign of all those people and their body of work
and popularity
and its influence on television. And now you go, you know, you virtually every night but Sunday night, you're watching a Lorne Michaels show. Lorne Michaels now has the 2 hours every evening because he's got Seth Meyers. No, but he's got that. And then if you go over to IFC, which David Letterman didn't even know what IFC was, and watch Portlandia,
well,
you can see Fred Armisen.
I do not know what IFC is, but he acted like
he didn't even know what cable was.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I mean, you may not have it, but you are at least aware.
You bet. Hey, while we're as we're waiting on Carla Martinez from Champions of Care, just tell our listening audience about where the next Transform Traveler trip is taking us, and a little bit of what you're doing to prepare for that upcoming Transform Travel trip.
We are prepping for a South America trip, and this is South America and Central America. We're going to start in Chile. Still call it Chile, but we're going to Chile, starting out in Santiago and just kind of visiting as we're now just finding out the wine regions. We just went to a liquor store.
No, it's not true.
Well, we went to do a wine tasting and checked out all the Chilean wines and already found from the Maipa Valley, Cochagua Valley, all these different wines that we've been reading. So now I want to place that in these different regions of Chile. So that, I mean, which we're learning a little bit more about Chile as we go. But making just a few pit stops, this isn't, you know, it's not about traversing into the interior of the countries, but kind of hitting a few just to see what we think about them and getting some new perspectives.
And I look forward to interviewing you on a future
I don't know, on a future Transform Traveler show. Let's see if we can get Carla Martinez on the line now.
Hello,
Carla, are you there?
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, this is Jamie in Miami. Hello.
Yes, Jamie.
Yes,
how's it
I have Carla Martinez. She's in the restroom at this second, and she's about to come
okay.
on back, but I have her ready as soon as she comes back.
Well, that is great. We're looking forward to, and we are live on the air right now, and we're looking
Beautiful.
Forward to talking to Carla about the Champions of Care. And my co-host used to work for Johnson & Johnson, and what a great company, and we know that they are sponsoring this tour for Champions of Care, and we're looking forward to talking to Carla. And how's everything going in Miami today?
Everything's going great, as a matter of fact. We've been doing a media tour back-to-back. Every one of the interviews have been going great. Everyone's really interested in this cause, in this campaign, so it'd be very great to have her talk to you.
Well, that's excellent. We're looking forward to talking to Carla, and she. We know that she's on Univision now with her own show, and we love what the idea, the concept of Champions of Care and giving back, and obviously love the Johnson & Johnson company and their credo and how they treat consumers and physicians and everybody that they touch. So what a great organization.
Yes, it is. She is being connected at the moment. She's getting her mic on, and she'll be able to
great.
Talk to you within the next couple of seconds.
Well, great.
So I will connect
thanks
you on.
For, thanks for making the connection for us. Carla? Hello, Carla? Carla, are you on? We are about to talk to Carla Martinez, and we're talking about the Champions of Care program, and it is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson, great American company, and we know that the program is tied into the World Cup place in Brazil in the next few months. So we're looking forward to talking to Carla about that.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good, Carla. Welcome to our Life Lessons show, and this is also a part of the Transform Traveler Network. It's great to have you on.
I'm so happy to talk to you about this amazing campaign.
Yes. Would you be so kind to tell us about the Champions of Care and what is it all about, and how can our listening audience get engaged with it?
This is great because Johnson & Johnson and I are honoring people who go above and beyond caring for others. We believe that everybody has or knows a person that has an impact in their lives and can change the community and the world. We're sure that you know somebody like that. And if you have somebody like that, we invite you to go to www.careinspirescare.com. You have from now until April 4th to nominate your champion of care. In May, we're going to be asking everybody to go to the website and start voting for the champion of care. In June, we're going to announce the winner, and the winner is going to get the chance to go to Brazil and go to the final match of the FIFA World Cup. You like that?
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it really is about people that have changed other people's lives and gone beyond the call of duty. And I know that our listening audience knows of hundreds of people like that, and it is so great. Carla, how did you get involved with this campaign?
When Johnson & Johnson told me about this, I said yes as soon as I knew it, because I believe that we're losing that in the world. I think we have to honor the people that really take care of others, and I think we're forgetting about that, and we're forgetting how to do it. We can have an impact in our lives, in somebody's life, in our community, either with small acts of care, big acts of care. And to me, this is a great chance to do that, to honor the people, and besides that, getting an amazing prize to go to the FIFA World Cup in Brazil.
Absolutely. You know, and in a reverse manner, Carla, we think that this is also a call to action for people to go out and be champions of care and to give to others. And during the season of Lent, a lot of people give up things. How about during the season of Lent taking up the notion of caring for others and being a champion of care and creating legendary stories for all the right reasons? What do you think about that, Carla?
Yes, I agree with you. I think, if you go to the website, you're going to see amazing stories, and I'm sure you're going to get inspired, like I did. it made me cry, most of the stories. You can't believe it. And you know, yesterday I had the chance to go to a school, and I had the chance to talk to kids, and I was really impressed of how much they know about caring for others. And like you say, we have the chance, the responsibility to be champions of care first before, you know, helping others. We have to help ourselves.
Absolutely. We're talking to Carla Martinez, and we're discussing the Johnson & Johnson Champions of Care. And, Carla, I know that you're busy and you've got to get to another interview, but I would love to know within your life, who is the person who's taught you to care? Was it your mom or your dad or some other relative or someone else that you've known in your lifetime?
You're close. My grandmother. Why? Because I remember when I was little, she used to go to church every day. She's very spiritual. And I remember that she used to take clothing, food, blankets to the homeless people living outside the church. And I will never forget their faces waiting for my grandmother, Doña Andreita, that's the way they call her. And she showed me how much you receive when you give. She only gave love and time, and that's the only thing you need to receive love and lots of blessings. To me, that's my champion of care.
And she is, your grandmother is one of those classic champions of care individuals. And tell our listening audience, Carla, one more time where they can submit their ideas and be a part of this program.
Yeah. You have from now until April 4th to nominate your champion of care. You have to go to www.careinspirescare.com, nominate your champion of care, and in May, you have to come back to the website and start voting for your favorite story.
Oh, that is great. Carla, thank you so much for joining us on Life Lessons, and we wish you well, and thank you for being a part of something that is of significance. We always talk on this show about people that chase after success. We love the individuals that are actually in the midst of doing something significant. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of champions of care. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you so much. That was Carla Martinez, and she is the spokesperson for the Johnson & Johnson Champion of Care, and we hope that you join us in this program and submit your Champion of Care stories as well. What a great thing. It really is about recognizing people that go beyond the call of duty. And you can be one of those people, too. Again, take up the challenge, the call to action, to be a person like that who volunteers and gives of themselves, because guess what? It's going to give back to you in a greater sense. I'm Rick Zucchini. Thanks for joining us on this Life Lessons. Join us at the 1 o'clock hour as we have on author Terry Fry talking about March 1939, Before the Madness. It's our March Madness kickoff show and talking about NCAA basketball. Folks, you have a great weekend. If you're in the middle of the vortex, stay warm and take care of yourself, and remember to embrace every adventure in life. Talk a little less and listen a whole lot more. Have a great weekend.